AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. The U.S. and Cuba have renewed diplomatic ties after more than half a century.
Cheers and music filled the air as the blue, red, and white starred Cuban flag was raised in front of its embassy on a street directly north of the White House. Inside, Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, speaking through an interpreter, hailed the new relations, but listed two of Cuba's demands among numerous unresolved issues.
The lifting of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade, which has caused so much harm and suffering to our people. The return of the occupied territory in Guantanamo.
A flag raising at the U.S. Embassy in Havana is set for next month. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
A county clerk in Kentucky refusing to issue marriage licenses for same-sex couples tells a judge she's upholding her oath under the Constitution. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis argues the First Amendment gives her the right not to issue the licenses because gay marriage is against her religious beliefs. Roger Ganim is her attorney.
She was careful to try to come up with a way to accommodate both her conscience and not discriminate against anyone. And that's the reason why she decided not to issue any licenses at all.
The ACLU has sued Davis in federal court on behalf of several couples. The case will be decided by mid-August.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Those comments on John McCain's service in Vietnam prompting the largest newspaper in early voting Iowa to call for Donald Trump to drop out of the presidential race. The Des Moines Register has published an editorial saying Trump is unfit to hold office and not fit to stand on the same stage as his Republican opponents. Trump has been criticized by Republicans and veterans groups for the comments. This is AP Radio News. There was hardly any doubt the UN Security Council would endorse the landmark nuclear deal between Iran and six world powers. The resolution of approval, which passed unanimously in New York, had been agreed to by the five member nations which have veto power in the body. The agreement will face a considerably more difficult test in the U.S. Congress.
Every man, woman, and child with a disability can now pass through once closed doors into a bright new era of equality, freedom, and independence.
President Obama is marking the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, saying it fundamentally changed the lives of disabled people. To mark the anniversary, the White House has outlined government commitments to improve policies that affect disabled Americans. Garrison Keillor says he'll retire as host of a Prairie Home Companion.
My plan is to be a gray eminence and to fade away into well